Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's terrifying story is about this park ranger who takes some time off to himself for this solo hike in the Pacific, everywhere from Mexico all the way to the state of Washington. Stick around because it's about to get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Before I get started, I want to say I really enjoy your style of storytelling. You genuinely put effort into your stories, with voices, effects, and you enjoy it and it shows. I'm gonna need you to post more now though. I've almost exhausted your podcast library, iHeartRadio. So sit back, you're not gonna want to miss tonight's story. I've been a park ranger in the PNW for 8 years. Where and my real name are unimportant. I mention it to emphasize my knowledge of the outdoors. I grew up here. I know the sounds and the signs of the mountains. I have taken leave to fulfill a dream of hiking the PCT, or Pacific Crest Trail. It goes Mexico to Canada through California, Oregon, and Washington. My story begins at Section J, Suquamish Pass to Stevens Pass. About 71 miles, mostly alpine, incredible top-of-the-world views of everything, weaving ridgelines in between or around 15-plus lakes. This is at about 16,000 feet elevation. It's often referred to as the most beautiful section of the whole PCT. It's also one of the longer sections where you could walk for days and not pass anyone. You mess up, you're likely on your own for a while. That said, PCT, Section J, Day 96. After taking a 0 day on Snoqualmie Pass, and possibly destroying my shower at the motel, I crossed the empty parking lot of the trailhead. It was a sunny day. I was surprised there was no one there yet. But more nature for me, I figure, and began the torturous switchbacks for the day. I was rested, fed, resupplied, and had about 10 days worth of food and the means to filter water along the way. I saw plenty of small critters, and the occasional prints of larger animals. Much of the path is rocky, so it's not surprising. I wasn't allowed a fire, so I cooked food and retired to my tent. The wind was rough and cold, the tent flapped all night. I had never heard it if anything approached me. What a weird thing to think to myself. I had not had any bad experiences up to this point. I shake it off. Day 97. I stopped on a high ridge overlooking Peat Lake to drink water. I was looking at the few trees around the lake when I saw antlers at the edge of the lake. Not very big, only having a few points on it. I take a drink and look back, and it had stepped out. At this distance, I could only make out general color and shape. But these antlers only had 2 legs. I put my phone out and tried to see it better through the camera. That made little difference. I chalked it up to distance and illusion, drink, looked back, and yep, it was gone. I shrugged it off. Deer are weird. And continue. I put about 8 miles between that lake and me, and slept by another lake. It had trees around it, and the break from the wind was welcome. Exhausted, I eat and crash. Day 98. I woke early, and it began to rain, lightly, for about 45 minutes. It stopped finally, and I broke down quickly, and I passed the lake's edge, and I see what appears to be deer tracks. But they were enormous. As wide as a standard can of paint, maybe. What kind of deer has hoofs that size? I asked myself out loud, almost surprised by the sound I made. And they appeared to walk out of the lake? One way, towards the direction I had to go. Of course it's going my way, I said out loud again. Gotta do it. The trail up was mostly rocky, but every other muddy spot, a track. I walked ridgelines all day and forgot all about it. About 2 miles from my camping spot that night, I thought I had seen two hikers hiking up from the lake. I hoped I'd run into them, ask about conditions ahead, etc. I hiked down to the lake. It had an established space for a tent or two, and I saw a tent in one spot. I called out as a courtesy, and a man popped out of the tent. He was scruffy, and I introduced myself with my trail name, That Guy. He said he was Montana. We chatted, and I set up. As we sit to eat and watch the sunset from the top of the world, I learned he was who I had seen 2 miles back. I asked if he was who I saw before. He said he was. I asked where the second guy was, and he claimed to have been alone for the past 2 days now. He was southbound. I was pretty confident I saw two hikers, but I didn't press it. The vibe had changed after that. He seemed curious of my timeliness the rest of my hike, and when I was packing. So I changed the subject. I mentioned the deer tracks and the smaller-sized two-legged buck. And he recalls a scary skinwalker story that he had heard once. The details line up, except for one detail. Those tracks were too large to be the same buck I saw by the lake before. I didn't mention it. And he just rattled off all this do's and don'ts of skinwalker encounters and lore. I changed the subject away from skinwalkers several times, but every sound around us that night was grounds for another skinwalker tale. I politely asked him to shut the frick up about it. I wondered why someone who was so superstitious about skinwalkers would keep bringing it up over and over. I've seen some weird stuff, and I know better than to test if this stuff is real. I didn't need that mess. I retired to my tent, annoyed that if these dang things are real, I might get mauled by a skinwalker because of this a-hole. I laughed to myself and turned off my light. The moon was almost full, and it was bright. I was almost asleep when I thought I heard footsteps approaching, and for just a second, I saw the shadow of an antler pass by me in the moon. I decided I might need to be stoned to sleep. So stoned is what I was. My brain was eager to explain it away, so I did, and I fell asleep. Day 99. I slept well, woke up early, and Montana had already packed up and left. I did too, and as I was climbing the trail, I see our shoe prints on the soft morning dirt, when I see what appeared to be a third set going down and up again. We came down this together. I get a look back where I set up, and I could see the third prints there too, walking around our tents. Huh. I decided to put my 12-inch Jeep knife and my bear mace on my belt. I put in 20 miles that day. I was refilling my water when I think I see the same enormous tracks by the water's edge. I scanned my surroundings carefully as I hoisted my pack back on. It was making me nervous. That night, I changed it up, not camping right at the lake. I chose a spot by some trees against the edge of the bowl I was in, and I didn't use my light all night. just in case. I need to be hyper aware of my surroundings. There's no one else here to help me if something happens. I manage to fall asleep.
Day 100. 3-ish a.m. I am startled awake by the reverb of what sounded like an enormous elk hollering over a mountain lion cry. Together, not separate, in sync. It was loud. It screamed for maybe 3 seconds before it echoed into the bowl for several more seconds. It was hard to nail where it came from. I didn't hear anything else all night. When the sun came up, I slept a few hours and got out of there. I think I saw those deer prints on the back across the lake from where I had slept. I couldn't be sure, though. I hiked about 14 miles because I was in need of sleep. The night was quiet and uneventful. No vibe at all. I forgot about the last few days and slept well. The bugs were reassuring. I felt better when I could hear them at night. Day 102. Yesterday was all beautiful views and I forgot all about it. There was never a moment I wasn't just awestruck by the natural beauty around me all day. Every day. My spot for the night was a lake with a bit of forest around it. More flat area than most of these lakes, plenty of trees. I decided to make a small fire. I was out of the wind in this spot, and the warmth was welcome. The sun is down. It's black inside the forest here, despite the full moon above. It was quiet, but for the wind and the crackle of my little fire. Suddenly, something had my attention across the fire from me, in the trees. I don't know if I heard something, saw something. I just suddenly switched to nervous and my gaze went there. I stared for maybe 10 minutes. Nothing. I looked back to the fire. Probably 30 minutes later, I'm deep in thought, staring at the fire, when I see something whish by like antlers, slowly moving towards me. Is that the same buck from a few days ago? As it crept into view, its head appeared to be about 6.5 feet tall, plus antlers. Its head appeared to be a buck skull. It was almost bleached white. It wasn't built like a deer, and it was on 2 legs. I froze. No, I knew this description. I knew it well. But this isn't right. It's not big enough. It's human-sized. And as that realization swept across my face, something struck me in the head and I blacked out. I came to while it was still dark. Everything was blurry, but I could see that there were 2 men. One was the hiker I met before. He was wearing a skull-like mask with the antlers. It was a distraction to get the jump on me? They were rummaging through my supplies. My hands were tied behind my back. I started to black out again. I could hear them talking, and then the ground shook for a second, and I was out. Face in the dirt. Day 103. The sun was on my face when I woke again. Everything hurts. I listen. It's quiet. Just the wind. Occasionally a bird. I slowly opened my eyes and I was alone. I sat up, looking all around. I didn't see them, but my stuff seemed to be. It was scattered. And a second backpack was tore up, scattered about. I didn't recognize it. Quietly, I crawled over to my pack and used my knife to cut myself free. I quickly salvaged what I could and cautiously followed the trail away from the lake. It had been lightly raining since I had been awake. I could make out 2 sets of footprints on the wet trail. Lots of sliding, they were probably rushing. Why would they leave me and all the gear if they went through all the trouble to ambush me? I climbed to the trail and continued. As the trail crested into a stretch of forest, one of the sets just stopped. A dead run and then gone. I looked up and around. Nothing. I am freaked the F out. Where did he go? I see a shoe in the bush, just off the trail. Sock in it too. No foot. There's no possible rational explanation for this. I kept going. The second set ran off the trail about 50 feet further up from the shoe. Suddenly, the mud was filled with signs of a struggle. Footprints emerge from a slick of mud, then disappear again. No signs of anything else for 2 miles or so. I didn't see any signs of any prints. I was walking through a patch of burn when I spot that hiker. I almost didn't. He was curled up at the base of a large burnt-out tree. He was quietly sobbing. His leg appeared to be broken. We locked eyes. He was terrified, trembling, bleeding from somewhere on his torso. I looked around. I saw nothing but could hear a weird mix of bird calls and bugs. You hear the rhythm and it feels clunky, like a recording. 3 rhymes, repeat. I take a few steps back towards my trail, and he tenses up so hard I thought he was going to burst. It didn't feel right. I backstepped down, watching until he was out of sight. And then I turned and I hiked. I'm not dying for that dude, and I hiked all day, probably 15 miles, exhausted, until the sun was setting. I chose to crawl under a rock outcropping away from the trees. I needed sleep so bad. Rest. Under this rock gave me a vantage point. I was less likely to be noticed, I figured. I was startled awake. Somehow, somewhere in the night, I heard gunshots. Pop, pop. Third gunshot muffled. Thought I heard that roar again, but it was hard from where I was to be sure. I honestly don't know if I slept. I knew whatever it was not far away. I ate, drank, and closed my eyes. The wind was so much, I couldn't hear anything at all. I fell asleep. Day 105-ish? I woke long after the sun rose. As soon as I scanned my surroundings and reviewed the events up until now, I got moving. I had today's food. I had to cover 2 days worth still. I haven't heard or seen anything today, or anyone. It's almost worse than seeing something chasing you. Whatever it is, it's still here, hiding. But I'm tired. I slept in the husk of a burned tree, tucked in a crevice near the trail. I could hear the bugs, those sweet bugs. I fell asleep. Day 106. I woke early. It was cold. I was damp. But you can't beat the views. I daydreamed that if I push, I could be down the trailhead in 9 hours. I didn't want to see wildlife all day. Only the occasional sounds of a bird high up sounding the alarm, telling everything that I was coming. The trail wraps around one last lake forest. It would take an hour to clear the trees, and inside, it was silent. It was overcast. The light was in and out walking through, making everything a boogeyman. I speed up. I needed to get out of the trees. A deafening roar breaks through the trees. It seemed like everything shook just a bit. I dropped to the ground and slid under the brush in a freshly fallen tree. I go deep into the green and freeze. It's quiet. I hear footsteps. Limping. Two legs. It's coming closer, so I wait. It was that man. He comes into view on the trail. His legs look mangled now. He's trying not to drag it or use it, and failing. His hands were now broken. He was hopping, slowly, dead-faced, forward. I couldn't believe it. How was he alive? It took several minutes to pass me, maybe 10 feet. No way I was giving away my position. I know how that sounds, but there wasn't anything I could do for him. He was dead already. And he felt like bait. Why else would it let him live? I spent the night in that spot with the bugs. Those glorious bug sounds. Day 107. I woke covered in dew, shivering. But there were birds and bugs, and I stood up, stretching like my limbs were coming off. That's a hard sleep. Pray you never experience that. It had long-term effects on me. I cautiously began walking, following the man's footprints in the mud. So many times the tracks stumble, and he kept going. Early on, I think I hear him scream or the echo of it. I couldn't be sure I really heard it, but I think I did. The final stretch before you come out of the trees on Stevens Pass, maybe 100 feet from the tree line, his footsteps stopped. In between his final prints lay a huge deer track, and nothing else. I cried and trembled as I approached the exit, and I didn't clench until I came an arm's length from the other people. I yelled that I was being stalked by a large wild animal, and we had to turn back. And we did. I explained to the rangers and a sheriff what had happened as I was being checked out by a medic. The sun was still up, and I know they went up and saw the prince. The weather was damp, not raining, just dewy. Those prints were still there. They had to see them. But they said nothing. Implied I was disoriented from my experience and imagined the prints. I shook my head as they stared in my face. I reply, "Yeah, that's probably it," putting my arms out. I show them on maps where to find all the locations of events. I'm sure they went out there, but I never heard anyone on the matter again. Despite my several attempts to get updates, all is quiet. There are people that tell these stories that say, "Someday maybe I'll go back for whatever reason." And to that I say, go frack yourself. I won't be returning to the Cascades. I don't need to press my luck.